Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm joined today by my colleague, Dr. Evgenia Nisman. Hi, Evgenia.
Hi, Dr. Sandra. How are you today?
Very good, thanks. And I think that you look fantastic too. And we're feeling energetic because we know how to look after our health. And today we're talking about how you can be a lot healthier by controlling your weight. And so many people battle with their weight. And Dr. Nisman and myself have done a lot of research into the hormonal causes of weight excess and inability to lose weight. So we're going to talk about a very interesting hormone that a lot of people haven't heard much about. So it's still a bit of a mystery, but it's very, very important, and that is called leptin. So Evgenia Nisman is going to tell us what is leptin and where is it made in the body.
Leptin is a hormone which produced by the fatty tissue in the body. And overweight people have very high leptin. I did probably on the beginning 200-300 people with weight over 95 kilos.
Yeah.
And I found out what people where the weight is more than 19 kilos, going probably 10 times higher leptin, have 10 times higher leptin than normal people with normal weight. And probably leptin, one of the reasons why people can't lose weight doing diet and exercise,
yes,
and trying very hard. It's not just leptin and a few hormones who influence our weight. And it's not just the food. First of all, we have to look our thyroid. If our thyroid is healthy and we don't have Hashimoto's, where the thyroxine what produced by our body are low, metabolic rate are reduced, and we're more likely to put on weight. This same happened with insulin resistance. People who is insulin resistance more likely to put weight on.
Very much.
And they are very close to develop in the future diabetes mellitus and to be obese. In this same time, cortisol influence, high level of cortisol influence our weight as well.
Yes.
Now we found leptin, one of the hormones which people did not look precise. Leptin hormone produced, how I said before, in the fatty tissue. And leptin, when it's normal level, the people are not overweight. The weight is normal. When leptin going extremely high, and some people over 95 kilos, leptin come 10 or 20,000 higher than normal range, people getting obese and severe obese. And it's very hard to lose weight even if you do exercise, do diet. Now, what happened with leptin? When leptin is excess in our body, it can't cross brain barrier.
The blood-brain.
Blood-brain.
Yes. The blood-brain barrier. And the blood-brain barrier is a physical barrier that separates the bloodstream from the brain to protect the brain against entry of toxic chemicals. But it should allow this hormone leptin to pass through it to go to the brain to tell the brain you don't need to eat anymore.
Correct. And what has happened, because leptin is very high, it's one of the reasons what hypothalamus in our brain getting very, very inflamed.
Yes, yes.
But we can help.
We definitely can help.
We can suggest very good diet.
Yes, we're going to talk. We're going to tell you how to overcome leptin resistance in another podcast. But I just wanted people with this little podcast to understand that you know, leptin is something that's usually not thought about. Even in most weight loss clinics, it was discovered in the 1990s, and everybody went, hooray, we found this hormone called leptin that is the key to weight loss. But then they found it was a little bit more complicated, that we couldn't just give more leptin to someone and they would lose weight. We had to get the leptin to function so that it could communicate with the brain. So we're going to tell you how to do that. But it's really interesting because, as you said, Dr. Nisman, there's lots of different hormones that influence our weight, our appetite, our metabolism, how easily we store fat, whether we burn fat. It's all regulated by hormones. But the leptin is a really powerful one. And you've found in all your overweight patients, right, that they elevated. Yeah.
Every patient who is weight more than 90 kilos, leptin come to 200, level to 200, 250.
That's very high.
Very high. Mm. Normal level, it's 5-11.
Yes, 5 to 11 is the normal level of leptin.
Mm. And here we now would like to help people to lose weight, to influence the leptin hormone, to reduce the leptin hormone, to make him to cross the
blood-brain barrier. Yeah, we call it the BBB, the blood-brain barrier. Hard to say. you have to, because these people, they have a lot of leptin in their blood. As you say, you measure their leptin, and it's way high. And yet, in their brain, it's not. It's low. They've done studies on mice that show that the level in the brain is too low, even when the level in the blood is like 10 times, 20 times, 30 times higher than what it should be.
Correct.
So it's not passing through the blood-brain barrier. And, you know, this is very, very important because if you are overweight, you should be making enough leptin from your fat cells to tell your brain you're not hungry anymore, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm. Yeah.
And here, for people, very hard to influence their hunger. They don't have the correct feeling to be hungry or not.
Yes.
And we blame leptin.
Yes. And often they snack all the time because they're never satisfied.
Correct.
Right?
Mm. They don't have the feelings.
Yes.
And they can't regulate. Even they try not to eat, it's impossible. It's very hard because brain regulate our appetite. And when leptin doesn't cross the brain barrier, the appetite is not regulated.
Yes.
And this is the biggest problem where what make people more and more obese.
Yes, it does. So we've got to balance the hormones. We've got a book called I Can't Lose Weight and I Don't Know Why. And it's quite a good book. It covers lots of different things. But Dr. Evgenia Nisman, she is doing a lot of research on leptin and weight loss and how we can improve our metabolism so that weight loss is a lot easier for people. Because if it's too hard, people give up. They think, oh, there's something so wrong with me, I'm different. I'm never going to be successful. But we have an attitude that you never give up.
Correct. We have food. Food, special food, which can help you to reduce the leptin and in this same time you reduce your weight.
Yes.
And this diet is not a hard diet.
No.
It's very easy to follow up and we can help.
Yes.
We definitely can help.
That's right. So, you know, if you have any questions, feel free to call Dr. Evgenia Nisman and our nutritionists and naturopaths, and we'll be happy to talk to you. And tune in for our next podcast on how we can reduce leptin excess and we can reduce leptin resistance. Thanks for listening, and thank you, Dr. Nisman.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.